Good evening, guys. This is Dawn, aka the Inactive Nanny, comes to you guys live and in living color. From where? Inactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. I hope you guys have enjoyed your weekend. I hope you've spent time with family and been out if the weather's been pleasant in your area. So we're going to get started. This evening is going to be a story time. I'm reading two special books for the littles. So if you can, adults, grab the littles and gather them around if you choose to let this story time function as their story time while getting them tucked in the bed. Then that's fine too. But we're going to get started. The first book I'm reading is entitled Pete the Cat and the Perfect Pizza Party. The authors are Kimberly and James Dean. I love Pete the Cat. Any book with Pete the Cat in, I just love the Pete the Cat series book. So we're going to read Pete the Cat and the Perfect Pizza Party. We're going to see what Pete is up to in this book. So let's open the book. There are tons of different kinds of pizzas, from fruit pizzas to fish pizzas. He has smelly socks pizzas, baked beans, french fry pizza, all other sorts of veggie pizzas. He even has a chocolate pizza. He has a regular like cheese pizza. So he has a lot of different kinds of pizza. Okay, so let's see what Pete is doing with these pizzas that he's created. Pete the Cat and the Perfect Pizza Party. Pete the Cat loves pizzas. Pete the Cat loves parties too. Pete had an idea of what he could do. Let's find out what his idea is. He could have the perfect pizza party. You are invited to Pete's pizza party. There'll be fun, music, games, and bring your swimsuits. That was his invitation. Pete's friends all arrived. It was time to build the perfect pizza together. That would make the pizza even better. Pete thought the perfect pizza would be pepperoni with extra cheese. That sounds pretty good. It's a pepperoni pizza party. Pin the tail on the unicorn. That was one of the games, but everybody didn't agree. Callie said pepperoni would be just fine, but I really love pretzels on mine. Pete and the gang were puzzled. Pretzels? Well, that's something new. But maybe pretzels could be groovy too. It's a party. A pepperoni pretzel pizza party. Squirrel said pepperoni and pretzels would be just fine. But I really love pistachios on mine. Pete and the gang were puzzled. Pistachios? Well, that's something new. Maybe pistachios will be groovy too. It's a party. A pepperoni pretzel pistachio pizza party. Grumpy Toad said pepperoni pretzels and pistachios would be just fine. But I really love pickles on mine. Pete and the gang were puzzled. Pickles? Well, that's something new. Maybe pickles would be groovy too. It's a party. A pepperoni pretzel pistachio pickle pizza party. Gus said pepperoni, pretzels, pistachios, and pickles would be just fine. But I really love popcorn on mine. Pete and the gang were puzzled. Popcorn? Well, that's something new. But maybe popcorn could be groovy too. It's a party. It's a party. A pepperoni pretzel, pistachio, pickle popcorn pizza party. Alligator said, pepperoni, pretzel, pistachios, pickles, and popcorn would be just fine. But I really love papaya on mine. Now Pete and the gang were really puzzled. Papaya? Well, that's something new. Maybe papaya would be groovy too. It's a party. It's a party. A pepperoni, pretzel, pistachio, pickle, popcorn, papaya pizza party. Pete and the gang piled the pepperoni, pretzels, pistachios, pickles, popcorn, and papaya on top. The pizza was so high, they had to stop. Ding! The pizza was done. Trying something new might be fun. They all built up the courage to take the first bite. And the pepperoni, pretzel, pistachio, pickle, popcorn, papaya pizza was out of sight. Dynamite and just right. In the end, the perfect pizza is a pizza shared with friends. And that's the end of the story. So in Pizza Cast, the perfect pizza party, everybody put their favorite topping on one whole pizza that they all shared together. And some of those toppings were kind of not so much, but it worked for them in the story. So yeah, that was a good book. The second book is Perfectly Pegasus. And it's a Pegasus is a cute little unicorn-y looking creature. So yeah, we're gonna read. I've never read Perfectly Pegasus. This is actually one of my honey babies books that I think my daughter got her this one. I don't know where though. But yeah, we're gonna read Perfectly Pegasus. It looks like it's really cute though. So we're gonna see what's going on in Perfectly Pegasus, and the author is Jesse Sima or Sima. I think it's Sima. I hope I'm pronouncing the names right. Okay, here we go. Nimbus was born high in the sky. It was clear from the start that she was one of a kind. She had wide feathered wings. She had a way with the clouds, and she had the whole sky to herself. Usually that sky felt full of adventure. It looks like it's going to be a really cute book. This looks like it's going to be my type of book right here for real. But sometimes it felt empty. Oh no. Whenever the sky started to feel too empty, Nimbus traced pictures in the stars and dreamed of having someone to keep her company. It was on one of those nights that a perfect wishing star crossed the sky. But if fell so quickly that Nimbus didn't have time to make her wish. I wish I had someone. Far off in the distance, she could make out the faint warm glow of the star where it landed. Nimbus flew toward the light as far as she could, which was very fast indeed, hoping she could locate the falling star and finish her wish. When she reached the ground, the sun was already high in the sky. It was too bright to see the stars. See the stars shine. Nimbus would just have to find the star without it. That didn't sound so hard. Aha! Wow! Aha! It was hard. Instead, she came face to face with a mysterious sparkling creature named Kelp. Kelp was impressed by Nimbus's wide feathered wings. Wow. Nimbus was amazed by Kelp's glittery horn. Whoa. So amazed that she nearly forgot why she'd come to the island. But then she remembered the empty sky and the wish that she wanted to make. Nimbus told Kelp all about her search for the falling star. To her surprise, he wanted to help. numbers looked high, kept looked low. And together they explored most of the island, but they did not find the star. Kelp had one last idea. We can ask my friends. Oh, look at all these cool. This is so cool. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I got caught up in the illustration for a moment. Hold on. Nimbus had never heard of friends before. They were all very pointy and eager to help. They searched here. They searched there. They searched everywhere. But they did not find the star. Nimbus was having fun on land, but she felt discouraged. If she couldn't find the star, she would have to wait for another to fall before making her wish. So Nimbus thanked Kelp and his pointy friends for all of their help and returned to the sky. We'll miss you. Nimbus flew toward the clouds a little more slowly, which was still pretty fast indeed, resigning herself to watch over the night sky. When she got there, the clouds were just as she'd left them, but Nimbus felt different. Now that she had met everyone on land, her constellations were less of a constellation. Would she ever see another falling star? Would she ever get a chance to wish for friends? Nimbus wasn't sure. But then she realized that maybe, just maybe, her wish had already come true. Oh, a star. And that's the end of the story. So that was Perfectly Pegasus. That was a sweet story. I think it was written by the author is actually a little girl. I think so, a little girl. So yeah, that is Perfectly Pegasus by Jesse Seema. And so this is the end of today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed these stories. Next week is going to be real special because I actually have an interview set up for next week. So you guys will get to hear all about that. She's actually a teacher, an early childhood development teacher. And I had the pleasure of working with her. And we are actually really good friends. So you guys will get to sort of hear the ins and outs of some of what we do in the field of early childhood education. But anyway, that's coming up next week. So be on the lookout and listen. Because it's going to be a really fun episode. It's going to be a really fun interview. But until next week, this is Dawn, a.k.a. the Interactive Nanny, signing off from Interactive Nanny's World, where love and play are interacting. You guys make sure you enjoy the rest of your Sunday because tomorrow we'll be getting back out, heading to schools and working and stuff like that. I hope you guys be safe, enjoy your week, and be ready to come back in tomorrow to join me in Interactive Nanny's World. Talk to you guys later. Bye.